haunted places. An elevator in a business building was said to be haunted. There were people coming and going all day. One delivery man said he saw a spectral figure of a woman entering an elevator. Most of us would shy away from that, but the delivery man said he ran to the elevator and was able to stop the door from closing completely, and when it opened, he looked in the elevator and no one was in it. Now that we have CCTV cameras all over the planet, we capture some really strange things from time to time. One store owner opened his shop to find a plant and the vase it was in on the floor. The vase was shattered. He wondered what happened, so he decided to check his recording. His camera made a continuous recording of the interior of the store every day. He was shocked at what he saw. The video showed the vase flying off the shelf for no reason and no one was in the store. He is now convinced the store is haunted. The owner says more strange things have been happening in the store which he can't explain. A pub owner in London says his bartenders are getting worried about some of the strange goings on in the pub and have come to believe the pub is haunted. CCTV video has caught at least one of the strange events in the pub, and that is beer glasses falling off a shelf with no help from anyone and no one near them. As the glasses are picked up and the unbroken ones put back on the shelf, they have fallen off again multiple times. The owner says he believes he knows who the ghost is because they had a patron who died, who came in all the time and knocked over his glass several times. There is a famous plane crash which occurred in 1972. An Eastern Airlines Flight 401 crashed into a swamp in Florida, killing all on board. The total number of dead was 101 people. The company salvaged parts from the plane and eventually installed them on other planes. This seemed to cause some paranormal activity on those planes, according to witnesses. The crews of some of the other planes started to report they saw the pilot and engineer of Flight 401 sitting in passenger seats. It was said at times they even spoke to the crew. The problem was at some point they would vanish into thin air. It seems the parts from Flight 401 were haunted. When President Abraham Lincoln was killed, his body was put on a train to be brought back to Illinois to be buried. Also on the train was another coffin, and that was the coffin containing the exhumed remains of his son Willie. That was in the year 1865. People had lined the tracks all along the route for a final farewell. One of the places the train had to go through was Albany, New York. For many years afterwards, railroad workers reported seeing the train, even though it was not there. The story goes the ghost train still rumbles through Albany from time to time, and supposedly when it passes all the clocks stop. There is a belief in Russia that a haunted car was causing problems for the people in the 1960s and 1970s. It was said the car would stop but there was no driver. Some Russians believe the car was being driven by the devil or maybe his worshippers. It was said the car would materialize from nowhere. After it was seen, reports of missing children would appear. If anyone challenged the car, they were said to die within 24 hours. The legend even spread to other countries. One of the most famous ghost ships in history is the Flying Dutchman. It is said to be a ghost ship never allowed to make port. The legend states if another ship hails it, it will try and send messages to people who are no longer alive or to some area on land. It was said by people who claimed to have seen the ship, it was surrounded by a ghostly light. Over the years, it was said if you see the Flying Dutchman, it meant something bad was going to happen to you or your ship. Where is the last place on earth one would expect to be haunted? I personally thought it was a church, but then I found out there is a list of haunted churches. Some of these haunted churches are right in the United States. One church is smack in the middle of New York City. It is St. Paul's Chapel. People claim to have seen a headless man wandering around in the church. It is said to be the ghost of a man who donated his head to science. Another church is St. Andrew's Episcopal Church and Cemetery on Staten Island, New York. The church decided to allow ghost hunters in. The pastor has said something is going on in the church which makes your hair stand up. The church is the second to be built on the same site. The first church was for the British Army, and today some say they have seen the ghosts of British soldiers marching through the church and on the grounds. Many people believe that some lakes are haunted. One of these lakes is Lake Ronkonkoma in New York. Yes, I know I am mentioning New York again, but that is just a coincidence. The lake is 2.23 miles long and at the deepest part is 65 feet deep. While tourists flock to the lake in the summer, some of the locals refuse to go near it. The locals believe there are many bodies in the lake and an ancient ghost who drags young men to their death. The legend is from the 1600s and states an Indian princess fell in love with a white man who was a woodcutter. Her father forbid her from seeing him. She wrote love letters on bark and sent them across the lake to him. She never got an answer and became so depressed she sailed into the middle of the lake and stabbed herself to death. It is said her ghost is responsible for grabbing young men and drowning them in the lake. This ghostly tale has endured for many hundreds of years, and anyone who lives near the lake knows some version of the tale. It doesn't help that it is estimated 160 drownings have occurred in the lake from the mid-1800s to the 1970s. Of all these drownings, only 3 were said to be women. I can't find figures from 1970 to now for drownings.